This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today we're having a special podcast on ScanSource and today's virtual partner conference. We have with us today Raymond Nelson, Ansley Hope, and Tony Sorrentino. Folks, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Well, it's really exciting that you were able to break away from your conference and spend a little bit of time with us and tell us about what's happening with ScanSource and your channel partner community. But first, Tony, what is ScanSource?
Sure. Thanks for having me. ScanSource started back in 1992 as a distributor of point-of-sale and barcode hardware equipment. And over the years, we've expanded and evolved as technology has changed, as our customers. So we're a distributor. So we sell to people who then sell it on to the end customer. So we sell to 30,000, we can use the term VARs in North America. And those folks sell various technology products to end users. And so we sell everything from point of sale and barcode to communications, surveillance and security products, networking. We have a wide variety of products that we sell. And like I said, over the years, we've expanded to through acquisition. We bought a company called Intellisys a few years back, and we also service the agent community. And Intellisys is the largest master agent of cloud and connectivity solutions in the world. And so we're a publicly traded company on the NASDAQ, SCSC. And, we've been doing this since 1992, and we're all about helping our partners be successful as they deliver technology solutions to the end customer.
So Ansel, one time when I would think of ScanSource, I would think of products being shipped in a box. And when I would come to your channel partner conference, I would be getting on a plane and then, showing up somewhere. So what was different this year about ScanSource, and what was different this year about virtual partner conference?
Well, Doug, yes. Normally we have some really great face-to-face events, but with the virtual in the partner conference this time, what we had to do was make sure that we still had a very valuable event for our channel partners this year, but on a digital platform in a virtual setting. So that was the main difference. We still brought an A game to the virtual stage. We had some really good presenters and content, not only for our partners to maneuver in this new normal, but also really focusing in on the theme of our event, which is the power of connections, really showcasing how ScanSource can help the channel in connecting them with the right people and suppliers and solutions, hardware, software, you name it. ScanSource can make sure that we enable our partners with powerful connections to help them be successful no matter what is going on out in the economy. So this virtual conference was no different from the face-to-face ones in that great content share. Just the way we did it was a little bit different. We did a lot of polling of our partner community, our supplier community, to make sure that the content that we shared was valuable. And not only did we showcase how we can help them be successful with technology in on-premise or in the cloud or a hybrid mix of both, ScanSource has the connections to help partners win and grow. And the way that they wanted us to really showcase a lot of this technology was through vertical markets. So not only were we showcasing how ScanSource is an integral part and our partners and suppliers are an integral part to the total solution, but how we deliver that through verticals, no matter what kind of sales motion you're going through, ScanSource has the solutions, the professional services, as well as the platforms to make sure that it's easy for our partners to win.
And if memory serves, ScanSource had already made a significant investment in prior years. in helping their partners, helping your partner community adopt to a subscription model. And I'm thinking that must have come in really handy this year.
Oh, absolutely. And the way we showcased that through this virtual partner conference was done in different hot seat sessions. And I know Ray was involved in one of these hot seat vertical sessions. We had one in warehouse manufacturing, retail and hospitality, and healthcare. Ray was a part of the education one. So, Ray, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, what I loved about the session, I ran, as Ansley said, I ran the education breakout. And so we had Poly, we had Access, we had Cisco. And what I liked about it is we got into a conversation around the solutions and the problems that were coming up around education today. And you can imagine with COVID, the problems that everybody's running into, right? It's remote and how do, you know, the things you started getting into were things like, you know, how do you get engagement by the students as well as the teachers, right? How do you, there were things around the security and, you know, getting people into the building. And so, you know, a lot of the times I've had panels that I ran where people just talk about their product. What this really was, because we first focused around a vertical solution, we talked about the problem. So it was definitely great sessions that we had. And we just, you know, I did the education, but we had stuff around warehousing and manufacturing and retail and hospitality and healthcare. So we had a lot of great sessions like that.
And what were the partners asking? What were the reactions?
What was good was the partners are now looking at solutions and consuming solutions different ways, right? So ScanSource has always been a traditional distributor, and with Intellisys, we've now opened up to an as-a-service model. So a lot of the times when we're talking to partners today, they're looking for somebody to be able to come to the table. And I have a team of people that do that, all right? I have engineers that can talk about both the as-a-service model as well as the premise. So a lot of the times our traditional partners might end up looking for their quote on an Avaya solution as an example, right? But now they also want to be able to offer some, you know, offer a as a service model as well. And so my team will jump on and be able to expand that. So I think what we're starting to see is, you know, the agent community was selling as a service. Now we're seeing the VARs jumping into that as well. I think COVID has certainly driven a lot of that. All right.
So Tony, it sounds like it was a really interesting conference with a lot of content. How did you guys build the content?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, we certainly want to make sure the content is relevant to our partners, because they wouldn't want to attend if it didn't help them in some way, whether it's helping them learn new technologies or learn new offerings from ScanSource, or even advice on being a business owner or running a business or leading a team. We try to be all encompassing, and so we always survey our customers and ask them what they want to hear. And so much of it is about this change that's taken place since COVID has hit. And, you know, we've got customers that are looking for new technologies to sell. So certainly we wanted to talk about ways that they can get into new and adjacent technologies to what they may offer today. Maybe they want to get into new vertical markets. So they might be focused on hospitality, and that area certainly took a hit in COVID, and so they're looking for new areas that they can expand into. And so we had a lot of vertical market focus, and then we had a lot of content, a lot of speakers today, as well as coming up. We've got more to this conference where we're going to talk about being an entrepreneur, running a business, leading a team, kind of some inspiring messages as well. So it's really all about what do our customers need right now, and how can we package that up and deliver that to them.
So with the future in mind, Ansley, I understand you have more content and event coming up.
Yes, absolutely, Doug. To Tony's point, we are doing a lot in the way of what we are coining Power Week. And that Power Week will be November 9th through 12th. And as Tony mentioned, we are going to be having some great guest speakers that will be talking about how to be profitable in your business, how to make sure that you can weather storms and keep a good network to make sure that our partner community and supplier community are successful. We have names like Michael Michalowicz, who wrote the book Profit First. He really gives a unique perspective on looking at the profitability of your company. We have Caroline Adams Miller, who is an executive coach and also wrote about True Grit and making sure that our partners make sure they keep their eye on the ball for success. And then we have Barbara Kokorin from Shark Tank, the real estate mogul, who really puts a great perspective that our partners can learn from to make sure that they keep that success first. And then on that Thursday, November the 12th, we have a night in Nashville, and this is a closing party from the multi-months that we have been having these virtual events to make sure that we help stay close to our partner community and keep those relationships strong. A time to let your hair down. We're going to be in the Ryman Theater virtually, making sure that we have a little bit of fun and networking. So I really encourage everyone to not only learn from the event, the main event that occurred today, but also all of these other events that will be happening with the partners in mind.
So, Anthony, where can we learn more about that upcoming event? And also, where can we learn more about how to partner with ScanSource?
All right. Well, I will say, if you are listening to this and you missed the actual main event, you can always go to scansource.com/VPC, standing for Virtual Partner Conference. We have on-demand videos and content that you can go out and look at for the next 30 days. Now, in order to register for that Power Week that I mentioned, all you need to do is go to scansource.com/power hours. Please register. You can pick and choose or attend all four of the things that I mentioned. We look forward to that. It's one of the great ways that we really pull our partner community, make sure that we are offering up the content and the enablement platforms that our partners need to not only survive but thrive during this time. So I wish that everyone visits those sites and registers.
Lansley, Tony, and Ray, thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for giving our listeners a brief overview of what sounds like was a very exciting virtual partner event. And we look forward to hearing more about this upcoming Power Week. And of course, ScanSource is always news. So thanks very much.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.